ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Earlier this year, authorities in the US state of Utah found a 17-year-old student alone in the wilderness, very cold and scared in the world, in the words of the police. The student, Kai Shuang, had been exploited by cyber scammers who threatened him into isolating himself to extort money from his parents in China. It's the latest example of a trend known as cyber kidnapping, which also has been seen here in Australia. Dr. Manas Fiskescher teaches anthropology and Asian studies at Cornell University, and he previously served as cultural attaché at the Swedish embassy in Beijing. Welcome to RN.
Thank you very much.
What is self-kidnapping, sometimes called cyber-kidnapping?
Well, I made up this word because these victims are instructed by criminals who are not present, who are not there. On the phone, they tell them how to kidnap themselves, to go away from where they usually live, to check into some hotel, in some cases even go to another country, and then tie themselves up, sit in a corner, and make films of themselves, video or pictures that look like they are kidnapped. And all this happens while there's nobody else present. These students have been convinced that this is what they have to do. There's no escape. So they kidnap themselves. That's why I call it self-kidnapping.
This has been a crime specifically targeting Chinese students overseas. Why? What is it about this particular cohort of students that means that these people are targeting them in this way?
Well, in the article I just published in The Diplomat about this, I make a new argument about how we should understand this. And I think the piece of the puzzle here that has been missing is really that to these Chinese students, they are not stupid. To them, this is plausible. This is something that really could happen. So the real reason is that the Chinese police Chinese diplomats, etc., that the criminals pretend to represent, the Chinese police might very well do this because Chinese students themselves have heard about, they've read about in the news, they have watched on TV in China. They see people picked up by the police, worked over, tortured, and then presented confessing things that they've never done. Everybody knows this in China, that this is what the police do. So the police forcing you to self-kidnap is not as strange to a Chinese student as it might seem to anybody in a free country where the police is supposed to serve the people. In China, the police belongs to the Communist Party. It's from the beginning, from the start, it's a corrupt setup. And this opens the window for these scammers. They see that they realize that in the minds of these students, it would seem plausible to get a call from the Chinese consulate or the Chinese police telling them to do these things. So they exploit that. They exploit the fear that is ingrained in the Chinese students because of the reality that this is what they can observe their own police forces do.
There was a high-profile case of this happening to a Chinese student in Australia in 2020. Why has it taken so long to tackle this issue?
Well, I think police forces in all of these countries, it's happened also in places like Canada, Japan, anywhere where Chinese students are sent by rich parents to study. And I think that the police in many countries, they have been trying to reach out to the student bodies. I know that in Australia, they have sent out leaflets, including in Chinese, to explain that they should not fall for these scams. But I think what is missing is that the police in Australia and in these other countries, they don't seem to realize that the core thing here going on is that the students think that this is plausible because this is their own experience from China. So that's why I said in my piece that these students could teach us something about China. They could teach us about what it's really like and what citizens in China really expect from their police and from the authorities. And I think that the police should, in Australia and other countries, they should continue to do what they have been doing, inform people that this is happening, so that Chinese students can be more vigilant. But it seems to me that there's a fear of touch on the part of the Australian police and others in explaining that these Chinese students are not stupid. They think this might very well be happening. They think this may be their own country's police doing this to them, because they very well might. This is what the Chinese police do every day at home. I saw that the Australian police chief was in Beijing talking to the chief of the police in all of China. And on an occasion like that, it's probably wining and dining and very comfortable. But these issues should come up. You know, the Chinese police, they torture people, they kidnap them, even from abroad. Yeah. Like I'm from Sweden, they kidnap our citizen from Thailand, and they still hold him in a Chinese prison. Yeah. We can see that they do this, and we should acknowledge that. And we should acknowledge that as a reason why these students fall for it. We shouldn't be victim-blaming.
Yes, I understand what you're saying there. Dr. Manus, thank you for your time. Dr. Manus. Fizker Sher is an anthropology and Asian studies lecturer at Cornell University. You're listening to RM Breakfast.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.